Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
You thought I'd done up and left you, huh? For nothing. You thought I went away. You thought. Is Sam really not going to record another show again? Well, let me tell you something, girlfriend and boyfriend. I got some news for you. I'm back in this makeshift studio. Wait till I tell you what's been going on. Wait until I share the good news. Oh, it's good news. A little bit of adversity struck in the Every Day is Saturday household. Studio, business, whatever you want to call it. I'm sitting here recording on my iMac, which I quite honestly, I haven't used my iMac and I don't even know when. I can't even tell you the last time I used it. And I'm happy I got it because my computer blew up. You know what it's like to have your computer blow up on you? Lost the video card on it over the weekend. And I recorded my last show, the Every Day is Saturday, world famous, number one motivational podcast on the planet, Saturday. And then everything went to hell in a handbasket. I got so much to share. I don't even know where to start. I'm not even sure I know where to start. Let me just reset here, just in case you're tuning in for the first time. And if you're not tuning in for the first time, we can fall in love all over again. How's that? Okay, my name's Sam Crowley. I gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005, because my daughter asked one too many times, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? For my liking. And so I said, you know what, honey? Today is not Saturday, but someday soon, every day will be Saturday. And so I quit my job, and then I went bankrupt. And, you know, it's like a bad country music song, man. It's just, you know, it's just it just went that way. So I started speaking and preaching the Everyday Saturday gospel, as I like to call it. And what do you know? Stayed in the game long enough, and I ended up making a couple of bucks. You know, I didn't make, you know, Warren Buffett money, but I never needed Warren Buffett money. I just kind of needed a story to tell. You know anybody that kind of just wants to tell a story? That's who I am. I'm like Fred Rogers on crack. So if you don't know who Fred Rogers is, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you stop being a corporate slave? Okay. And so I started doing that gig and speaking on stages all around the world, you know, like Australia and London. By the way, I'll be there next week. Shout out to the UK. Around North and South America, Toronto and New York and all these big cities. And it's funny. My boss always thought I was a loser. But then I speak on these stages in front of thousands of people. And even if they think I'm a loser, they're really nice about it. So anyway, here we are now with the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Head on over to iTunes. Leave a five-star rating. You know the drill. Follow me on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what you want to hear on the show, and I'll be more than happy to talk about it. We talk about the entrepreneurial dream, man. We talk about making every day Saturday. We talk about looking up at the clock. You got a clock right now? Or do all of us just have iPhones? Does anybody even wear a watch anymore? Yeah, I don't even wear a watch. I used to have a Movado. And it was a really nice Movado. And it really showed my status in life that I had arrived. Because, you know, nothing says you've arrived like a nice watch. You know what I'm talking about? The bling. We're all about that bling. About that bling. And the funny thing is I bought my Movado at Costco for $150. I don't think anybody realized that. I don't even know. Maybe they're $150 everywhere. But I thought I had arrived. Now, I don't even look up the clock, but when I used to, because I was a corporate slave going nowhere, buying things I couldn't afford with money I didn't have to impress people I didn't even like. And I would think, God, that clock isn't moving nearly fast enough. I hate my boss. I hate my job. I hate that I'm playing incredibly small in life. I hate the fact that I got to get up at 5 in the morning because, God forbid, I hit the interchange of 275 and 71 after 7 a.m., which is where I had to get going on the on-ramp. If I hit that on-ramp on I-71 heading to downtown Cincinnati, my office was on the corner of 3rd and Plum overlooking the Ohio River. Nice office. As far as like prisons go, it's a great prison. And if I hit that I-71 south at the wrong time, I was screwed, blued, and tattooed, man, because there was no way I was getting to work inside of a half hour. I had to hit that before 7 in the morning. So what did I do? Got there at 6 in the morning just to make sure. So anyway, that's kind of my story. We all got a story. Everybody's got a story. Let me tell you something. I've got a lot of story to share with you this today, okay? Today's November 18th, 2014, and I'm so jacked up, man. I am, seriously, I'm like I've had 25 cups of coffee already. I got so much going on. I got a fence being installed, allegedly, today, because it was supposed to be installed yesterday, but we got 5 inches of snow. Murphy's Law, it's just my luck, wouldn't you know? Like all those excuses that most people say. Hey, at least I'm getting a damn fence. Yeah, I'm happy. I finally get my fence. It was supposed to be yesterday. I don't know if it's going to be today because we got a high. It's 12 degrees right now. It's 12 flipping degrees. Yesterday or last week, it was 70 out. Monday, week from now, it's going to be 61 degrees. I don't know. You go figure this weather. I don't know, but I know one thing. I'm not complaining. I'm not a guy to complain about the weather. It is cold out, but I'm never, ever, ever going to say, hey, cold enough for you. Cold enough for you. Because you know what people were saying 4 months ago? Hey, hot enough for you. Oh, you could cook an egg on this sidewalk. Losers. All right, guys, let's get into the show. I want to talk about what's been going on the past few days. So if you're riding in the car, just keep the old hands at 10 and 2 on the wheel. And if you're at the gym, you're on the treadmill, just keep on running. And if you're kind of hanging out, trying to get some work done, and it's your first time listening, saying, this guy, I got to call 911, man. This guy's out of his mind. Well, you're right. It's abnormal, like we said in the intro. It stands for above normal. So get locked in and get loaded. Not loaded, literally loaded, you know. Although, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, why don't we all, one of these days, we're all going to, maybe we'll do like a group drink podcast and we'll listen to the Everyday Saturday show. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? And if you're in the state of Colorado and Washington, well, I mean, you can kind of pick your own drug of choice, I guess, out there. So anyway, this past weekend, my computer blew up. And before we get to my computer blowing up, I got hooked on Netflix. And I was watching 24 on Amazon Prime about 8 months ago, got majorly engulfed in that. I literally thought I was Jack Bauer. Seriously. My wife would ride in a car. I'd pull my baseball hat down over my eyebrows, and I would drive like a maniac weaving in and out of traffic. She goes, oh, my God, honey, what are you doing? So I'm Jack Bauer. You are not Jack Bauer. I am Jack Bauer. I feel like I'm Jack Bauer. And I was following Kiefer Sutherland on Twitter, and I mean, I was, guys, let me tell you something. I went off the deep end, and I loved every minute of it because I really thought I was Jack freaking Bauer. So I got over that 24 fix. That kind of went away. Well, the nice weather comes. I mean, you're kind of a loser if you're sitting in your basement when it's 75 and sunny out watching reruns of 24. So I got over that, and now I'm on to, I put a post on Facebook. This is the best part about social media. And I don't know if I talked about this on Saturday, I apologize, because it's been so long since I recorded a show. I'm doing 5 shows today. I don't care if these fence installers, when they come, whenever, I'm getting 5 shows out. I still got to go to the NICU, praise God, our miracle baby Susan, 93 days old today. Living life, man. She's a miracle. You're a miracle. Everybody's a miracle. We all got a story to tell. But the problem is you're looking at all your broke friends asking permission to tell the story. Stop looking to broke people for rich people advice. And you don't got to be rich in the bank account to be wealthy, right? Are you content because you're wealthy or wealthy because you're content? Hopefully it's the latter, not the former, because you can't tie a U-Haul to your freaking hearse. You think I'm fired up a little bit today? Yeah, I got my seatbelt on in the studio. So if I already told this story, I apologize, okay? So I get hooked on, I watched an episode of Dexter. Great show. I'm going to continue watching it. And then I watched an episode of Breaking Bad. And just like Breaking Bad is about the dude that starts a meth lab to pay for his cancer treatment and his family, that was me. I got hooked on Breaking Bad like a meth addict, and I've been watching it over the weekend until my video card crashed on Sunday. I was on like around episode 2, okay? And so my video card crashes. Monday was yesterday, the 17th of November, 2014, and I got to go to the Apple Store. And if you go to the Apple Store, you know, let me tell you something, man. Start a business like Apple, okay? Get a cult following going. Get your own tribe. I'm hooked. And I don't even, I want to buy a Microsoft product. I really do. I want to buy a PC, but I can't, because whenever I go into the Apple Store, it's like Jim Jones and the Kool-Aid, man. I'm drinking it. I walk into the Apple Store, and I'm just like, I surrender. I bring a white flag with me. I wave the damn, I surrender. I'll buy, I mean, just charge me what you want to charge to fix my MacBook Pro, and I'm buying more. And I can't, and I'm not that kind of guy. I don't join cults, but I've joined the Apple cult in 2009, and I can't escape, man. Create your own cult. Let me tell you something, and I mean that in a good way, because cult is short for culture, okay? So just create something like Apple has done, you know? Because I went in there, and it's just like everybody in there, they're all drinking the Kool-Aid. And don't even go into the Apple Store on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Forget about it, man. Are you kidding me? You walk into that store, it's like a Who concert, you know, general admission. Everybody just trampling over everybody to get to. I don't even know where they're getting. I don't even think they know it. They get in there, literally. They open the door, it's like frantic. And they all just like kind of hang out, stand around. Now, some people are asking, they got the Genius Bar appointments, and they've got training that they've got going on. But by and large, most people are just kind of like walking around like, okay, I got in here. Now what? I don't even think they know what they're doing. Anyway, I'm going to pick up on the next episode because I'm trying to keep these in bite-sized chunks because the feedback I've been getting, and thank you so much, you hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, or just email me, sam@everydaysaturday.com. You like the shorter shows. So you know what? You ask, I deliver. So on the next episode, right after this one, I'm going to talk about what happened and how Breaking Bad has literally caused me to go hermit in my basement without a computer, what I've been doing, what I've got rigged up in my basement here to record on, and how I'm committed to delivering the show still this week, probably more than ever now, with all this other craziness I got going on. Sit tight, relax, here we go. All right, episode number 2 for today, November 18th, coming right back at you.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.